Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, The Block New Zealand has officially been cancelled. Warner Brothers International already had four houses on Auckland's North Shore under construction. They've been sold. Mark Richardson was the longtime host of The Block and he's with us now. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, good evening, Heather.
Sad news. I mean, we saw this coming, but still sad news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's well, personally, it was a large part of my life for the better part of 12 years, I guess. I was told about a year or so ago that it was on hold, and that's sort of the last I heard. And then I just read in the paper this morning it had been canned. So that's some sort of finality, I guess. It's a shame because it was a fun show, and I think New Zealanders liked it.
So when you read it in the paper, was that the first you knew about it?
Yeah, that it was canned. Well, that's how you find out nowadays in the media.
Is it?
That's how they roll.
Nobody would have thought to give you a phone call and be like, this is the thing you've been involved with for 12 years, we should probably let you know?
No.
Yeah, okay. Do you think, I mean, it's reality TV, Mark, right? So it's like right at the bottom of the food chain in TV, but it still feels like a loss to me, or am I just being sentimental?
Oh, look, I mean, I don't know exactly how the finances work, but everything I heard was that it would stack up every year. And it was like, it was never trying to solve the ills of the world. It was never trying to sort of, you know, answer the big questions. And, it was just light television that captured a large demographic of people, from kids to oldies, and was just enjoyable to watch. It didn't really try to stitch anyone up. It never tried to. And one of the reasons why it was quite good is because it didn't rely on having out there people. It relied on having people that we could all relate to doing something that is in our blood, isn't it? It's in our DNA, is sort of renovating and doing up houses.
Yeah, totally. Well, if a show like this that actually stacks up financially can't make it, then there's no hope for local content, is there?
No, I think the writing's on the wall for local content of that nature. I think, you know, that there'll be shows will get New Zealand on-air funding. They'll need it, and you have to tick a lot of specific boxes to get that nowadays. But I think when it comes to Three, I think we'll see a lot of Australian programming that has effectively made its money in Australia, and now it's all cream when the tape goes in over here in New Zealand. But as for New Zealand content, I think it'll be a rare beast.
How's the new job going?
Love it.
That's a bit flash, isn't it?
Yeah. So, well, I guess it was always plan C. My plan A in life was to be a black cat. Managed to do that. Then plan B was to be a pilot. And years ago, I did a commercial pilot's license. But then just when I was sort of looking for a job, my cricket took off. And plan C, I did a finance degree, was to get involved in finance. So been an investment advisor at Forsyth Barr. I thought that boat had sailed, but it hasn't, and absolutely loving it.
Oh, good on you, mate. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy it. That's Mark Richardson, former host of The Block.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.